The Unlock the Door group is comprised of both for-profit and non-profit groups that have several specific goals they're presenting lawmakers in Olympia this session to help reduce the lack of housing opportunities in the state. Nathan Gorton is the government affairs director with the Washington Realtors, who says the general lack of inventory of homes is hurting everyone at all income levels.
It's hurting people who want to become first-time homeowners. It's hurting people who are looking for an affordable rental right now. We've seen a number of instances where properties are becoming so valuable in this state that an outside business has bought an apartment that was providing affordable rents and, you know, put in some money to clean up the apartment and doubled the rents, and suddenly all those people had nowhere to go.
It's not just realtors that are involved in the consortium in making the case that lawmakers in Olympia can help make more housing available. Michonne Preston is with the Habitat for Humanity Spokane, an organization that helps people get their own housing through sweat equity. They have to help build their own homes and buy them at cost. Preston explains one of the specific ideas they're proposing to the legislature deals with zoning issues.
And one of the initiatives in this campaign is to evaluate the urban and suburban housing supplies and evaluate whether there is room for the urban growth boundary to move to allow for more housing in those urban areas.
There are several other proposals being crafted to put before lawmakers, including a reform of liability laws for condo developers, something the Habitat organization also supports. Preston says Habitat has built condos for lower-income folks here in Spokane, and the rules governing them could be changed to allow for more to be built without compromising building code requirements. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.